Kedushin Perek Dal Mishnah Hey. Ein Beitken Loimin Amizbech Ulamalo. This whole Bedikas Yichus that we describe by Richus in Mishnah Dalid is not Min Amizbech Ulamalo. It's a Nusach that's used when we want to say that we're not Beitik when Anoshim Gedel, we say Ein Beitken Amizbech Ulamalo. But what it means over here in the Mishnah is that once we know that there was somebody who was Oyla and did Avoida, so then we have to assume the biggest Medaktikim, the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and before that, were the Kehanim and the Beis HaMikdash. They had their own separate Bezdin for being Boidik Yichus, because the Taharas Yichus was the paramount job description of a Kohen who was being Oyvid Avoida. The Kehanim are Ayidei Kohenecha Akdoshim, is that they're Tahirim B'Yichus. So Memela, if we know that somebody from that family was Oilel HaMizbeach, then we're not Baidik further. And then you don't have to go backwards. Sometimes in Beis HaMikdash, if somebody had a Zaydah on his father's side, on his mother's side, that was Oilel HaMizbeach, that's it. You don't have to be Baidik. The same thing is true V'Loimin HaDuchon Ulamalo, also for Shevet Levi, also Miuchasim. And Memela by the Levi, if somebody was Oivid Ala Duchan, that's the platform where they sang Shira. V'loimina Sanhedrin ulamalo, even a Yisroel, if he's in the Sanhedrin, then he has to be a Miuchas. The source that a member of the Sanhedrin has to be a Miuchas, and by the way, the Gemara explains over here, we're not only talking about the Sanhedrin HaGodl. Pashtus, we're talking about any Sanhedrin of Chov Gimel that has a Koyach of Dine Misa, of Dinei Nefoshes. There's the Sanhedrin HaGodol, then there's the Sanhedrin B'Choli Avi'ir that had the Koyach to be done Dinei Nefoshes. The Gemara learns out from a Pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, V'hokol HaSamasa Me'olecho, when Yisroi created a system of Dayonim, V'nosu Itoch, it says that they will be makel from your load, Yisroi is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nosu Itoch, they'll carry with you, Itoch, the Gemara Darshan, and Afayim Vav, B'doimim Loch. They'll be like you. And the Gemara understands that to mean that the Sanhedrin, the Dayonim that sat in Sanhedrin, had to be B'damilach, they had to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu in the fact that they were Muchzik B'Yichus. That's Exeis HaKosuf. Now, the Rav Grada says Sanhedrin Milamalo V'dafkim in HaSanhedrin Yerushalayim. This is also a Gemara that it's the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim they were Makmin. Yerushalayim was the place of Taras HaYichus. So the same way this the Kehanim and the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash were Miuchosim, so the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozes, which was right next to the Mokom HaAvoida on the Harabayis, so they would also have a din to be B'tayas HaYichus. So the Rav just adds, the Dayonim in Yerushalayim, Afilu Me'oisin Shadon Dinim Amos Lavad, that was a Madreg in Yerushalayim, that even any member of any Bezdin had to be a Miuchas. That was a Takon Yerushalayim. It seems like it wasn't Me'ikir Adin on any time there's a Bezn of Shloisha. And therefore, you look at the Tesis Yontif and other Mepharshim, they bring that if we know that somebody sat in a Bezn that was Dan Dinei Momenis, which is a standard Bezn of three like we have today, that's not a Simon of Taras HaYichus. It has to be Dafkon and Sanhedrin, which has a Kerch of Dinei Nefoshes. So it seems like there's two different things. This one is a din in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, every dayin was huchzak as that they insisted on Taras HaYichus. And then there's another din of a Sanhedrin that has a koyach, that needs smicha, that is a Sanhedrin. It doesn't have to be the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, the Lishkas HaGozes. Any Sanhedrin, any bezdin of Chov Gimel had to have that prerequisite of Taras HaYichus. And therefore, in Boitkin, Me'an Sanhedrin Lamal. Another position where they had to be in Yichus above reproach is anybody who was in a position of authority. Who is that? Policeman? No. So what the Mepharshim is saying, look at the Tais Yomtiv, is that that's exactly the point that we just made. Those that policed the Rabbim are in Yerushalayim, the Dayan Man Dinei Momenis, that din of Yerushalayim. The Gaboi Tzedakah also are Huchzak B'Taras HaYichus. Mesin L'Kuhuna V'Enitzach L'Uftach HaKrem. You have to assume that there's no psalm that we're mixing into a Mishbaka. Kids, any position of authority, there's a certain prerequisite of Taras Hayichus. Gaboy Tzedakah are considered a position of authority al Rabban. They're not volunteers or even paid volunteers that go around, or even trusted volunteers that go around collecting money. We're talking over here about Gaboy Tzedakah that have power. That means if somebody doesn't want to contribute, kefi the decision of the Gaboy Tzedakah, they have a right to take mashkoines. So they're in a position of authority. Because of that, they had to be Taras Hayichus. The Mefarshim do point out that it doesn't say this in the same vein as the first part of the Mishnah. The ain't boit kun leimer hamizbech l'mala. It sounds like there's an echte din of Taras Hayichus mideraisa. By Kanam Levinim, certainly. And even by Dayanim, we said success akosif. This din of Shaitri Harabim, which were the dine momnes digga Dayanim Yerushalayim and Gaboy Tzedakah, that it's just that they should be above reproach. Because of that, there was an insistence, but it wasn't Me'ikra Adin. So that's why it's not mentioned in the same sentence as the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Yoyme, Af Misha Yechosum Eid Ba'arke Hayishon Shal Tzipayri. Even somebody who was in not a position of authority, but a position of trust, in he was an aid on a shtar, where that edus was accepted in arke, means like arkois, is a lotion of a court, was accepted in a court system, the old court system of Tzipori, that's the Pashta, so alternatively it can mean Hayeshona Shal Tzipori, means that's the name of the place, Yeshona Shal Tzipori, Yeshona, that's near Tzipori. Tzipori is a city that's halfway between Tver and Tzfas. The name is like Tzfas, but it's a city that we don't have today. It's halfway on the incline, the Gemara says, between Tzfas and Tver. So it's an ancient city, and Yeshona Shal Tzipori is another place. Over there, anybody that was registered as a Nemon, an Eidus, was considered a Miyuchas. The Santa Zach. Reb Chanina ben Antignus Aymer, Af Mishay Muchtav Bistratio Shal Melech. If he's written down on the names of the officers of the Melech, that also, we have to assume that he's a miyuchas. We're not talking about which melech are we talking about. We're not talking about any king. We're talking about Malchus Beis David. That means any position of authority. You understand that an officer in the army of David HaMelech had to be an Adam Godel. The same way Binyo Ben Yoyoda, that was the Sar Tzvo, the Gemara describes the feats of strength that the Novi is Nisiachas to him as that the fact that he would ask Kashas and he said to Rutzman, all Kashas that were brought to the Sanhedrin. So we're not talking about simple people. And part of that prerequisite was the fact that they were of noble ancestry, that they were B'taharis Hayichus. That was all part of their job description. Mishnah Vav, Bas Cholol Zocher Psulo Menakuhuna Lo'olam. There would be a mochem to say that Chalolus, which is the child of a Kohen, his father was a Kohen. He should be a Kohen. He should be Roy Lekuna Gedola. No, since his father, Rachman Tzal, married a Grusha, similar, that takes away his status of Kedusha. Chayr, we should say, that's where it stops. He's a Yisrael, but it's not a Psul. It doesn't go over to his children. The Mishnah says not that way. There is a Shita that Taka holds like that, that Chalolus just means that there's a Hafka in the Kedusha's Kuna, but now what is he? He's a Yisrael. So all his children are regular Yisraelim, and now they can marry a Kohen. They could start again the Yichus of the Mishpacha. The family tree broke. They could start it again if they want. The Mishnah, the Tana in our Mishnah says no. The Bas Cholol Zochor, a Cholol, the son of a Kohen, carries with him a Psul of Chalolus Lo'olam. The daughter of a Cholol, therefore, is the daughter of an apostle. She has a din, she's Psul Lekuna. The daughter of a Chol is not allowed to marry a Kohen. She has a din of Chalolos. Yisrael Shenosa Chalolo Bitek Sheri Lekuhuna. But the Psul of Chalolos, since it's primarily Chal in the male Kohanim, because that's who the Kohanim are, a Kohenes Hare could marry out. A Kohenes, a daughter of a Kohen, could eat Truma while she's in her father's house. But if she marries out, she's now a Yisraeli. She can eat Truma. So Memela, the gene of Chalolus, which is saying this way, L'Sabes Oizen, the gene of Chalolus carries over from father to son, not from mother to daughter. The daughter of a Kohen that married a Grusha is a Chalolus. She can't marry a Kohen, but that Paslos, that Psul, does not carry over to her children. So Chalolos does not carry over to daughters, unless it's the daughter of the Kohen and the Grusha himself. The Gemara needs an extra drasha. Zaroi, Zaroi, Miyuch, Zakrov. The Gemara learns that out in a few different levels. But the next generation, Chalolos doesn't carry over from mother to daughter, from mother to children. A Chalolos, her children are not Chalolos, but the children of a Chalol are Cholol Shanosa Bas Yisrael, therefore Bite Psul Lukuna, because it's a child of a Cholol. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Bas Ger Zohar, Ke Bas Cholol Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda has a tremendous chiddush. We just described the process of Chalolos, and the Gemara learns that out from Psukim. Lo Yichalol Zaroi Ba'amov, the Zaroi is the children that come from the Chalolos, carry the Psul of Chalolos. Zaroi, the Gemara learns out, which that's only the male children, the children of a chalol don't carry over. Rabbi Yehuda has a gzer shova that compares the level of kedushas kohuna and the paslo shabbai, which creates chalolus, to the lack of kedushas kohol, which has a din of a ger that thereafter can't marry a kohen. He says that if you have an unbroken, you have a ger, and you have an unbroken ben achaben, the pastels of geirus could continue outside of kol haderes. It's broken up only when you have a daughter. Now, the chayru, we explained chalolus, that there's a difference between a cholol and a chalolo. The pastels of cholol going over on the male line, but not to daughters. What does that have to do with geirus? The Yehuda holds it's a tushto between the two zegzer shava. We're going to see more on this inyan of how the pastels of geirus, or the lack of kedushas kol in Geirus, carries over to the next, or that'll be the subject of the next Mishnah.